Morning, let's turn back the clock on June 12, the day in 1963 when Cleopatra, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, premiered.
Do you plan to sail away, great Caesar?
Not for the time being.
Achilles may attack tomorrow, the next day, whenever it suits him.
In 1965, the Beatles were awarded their Member of the British Empire, which they later famously returned to the palace.
From obscurity in a cellar in Liverpool 4 years ago and now to Buckingham Palace. Gentlemen, what do you think everybody on the other side of the Atlantic is going to say to this?
Whoopee, I hope.
Yes, I hope.
Good on you, Blue.
June 12 birthdays. The 41st President of the United States, George Bush, is 94 today.
I was down, and I honestly felt until those exit polls started coming in, I was going to win the election.
Richard Sherman is 90. Along with his brother Robert, they wrote some of the greatest musicals of all time, including Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Jungle Book, and Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Remember this from Rocky Burnett? The son of 60s rocker Johnny Burnett charted on his own in the 80s. He's 65 today. Cricket great Javed Miandad is 61.
Unbelievable victory by Pakistan, and Javed Miandad, the hero of the moment. This is unbelievable.
And speaking of unbelievable, former AFL player with the Sydney Swans and the Brisbane Bears, Warwick Capper is 55.
Oh, getting up high, there he is, Capper, can he take a mark?
Finally, remembering Trog's lead singer Reg Presley, born on this day in 1941, died aged 71 in 2013.
Wow, babe. You make my heart sing.
Some of the things to look back on June 12.